Well, if you've ever donated money to a political candidate or asked for information on a campaign website, you might have noticed that your email inbox gets flooded with fundraising appeals, perhaps from candidates you've never heard of. Dave Davies from Here and Now contributor WHYY tried to find out why.
Here's the subject line of an email I got recently.
Dave, I need your opinion.
Now, the sender uses my first name, so I might think it's a friend, but no, it's the Heritage Foundation, and what they really want is not my opinion, but a contribution. As a political reporter, I get a lot of these emails. The subject lines are supposed to grab you. Here's Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid warning Republicans are about to win an important fundraising battle.
Tonight could be a disaster.
So you better give right now, so it isn't. And here's one of my favorites. This came from Ivanka Trump.
I'd love to meet you.
Just to be clear, that's my friend Heidi, not Ivanka, reading the message. For a donation of just $3, I'd be entered in a drawing to have coffee with Ivanka at Trump Tower, travel expenses included. How did we get here? Karen Rosenkrantz is a Washington-based consultant who helps campaigns with digital strategies and is considered a pioneer of political email fundraising. She says it started with Howard Dean's presidential bid.
Howard Dean sent out that first one, if you can believe it, in 2004 into the political realm, and everybody sort of raised their eyebrows and said, oh, this might be a way for us to raise more money.
Rosenkrantz employed the technique for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee 2 years later, and the positive results inspired everybody in politics to jump into the game. She says a lot of campaigns now generate a third of their revenue from online appeals, amounting to hundreds of millions of dollars. One effect is that more candidates can draw on a national fundraising base. People who live in congressional districts without competitive races now get email pitches from candidates in other districts, even other states, who do need their help. Aubrey Montgomery, a Philadelphia-based fundraising specialist, says that's because campaigns share email lists.
So even if you had given to one person one time 2 years ago, your email has probably been traded a dozen or more times in the last year.
Rosenkrantz says more people getting into online fundraising means that around crunch time, as an election or fundraising deadline approaches, everyone's emails are competing for attention.
There's going to be so much political email coming in that if you want to be seen, you can't just send one email. You might have to send three in order to be somewhere close to the top of someone's inbox.
What's the effect on potential donors? I asked people standing in line for a Michelle Obama rally if they get political fundraising emails.
Multitudes. I get them from all over the country, from Cory Booker, Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin. It's really overkill.
It always says, give $8, give $50, give $32.
Every day. I read them and then I delete them.
Like any other ad, you can always ignore these online marketing pitches, but enough people seem to contribute to make them worth sending out again and again. Karen Rosenkrantz says they could be a good thing. In this world of big money donors, she says they help get people back in the process.
It's people and small dollar donations that are making the difference in some of these races across the country. And I think that's really a profound impact on our political process. You know, you get to really own and invest in these campaigns, and it's not just a few big dollar donors.
In any case, the emails are here to stay, and candidates will try to get us to open them with catchy subject lines, like this one from Illinois Congressman Brad Schneider.
They're making me send this.
Schneider says he'd rather share cat videos, but his campaign has bills to pay. For Here and Now, I'm Dave Davies in Philadelphia.